Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. All right. Anybody watch that Oprah thing with the Harry and the Meghan?
The Harry Meghan.
Yeah. They definitely named Harry correctly.
Yes.
Wow.
You might as well have
Harry.
Oh, you didn't watch the special. Don't even talk. Oh, my God. First of all, his hair is just a ball of hair.
He's like scruffy. Very scruffy.
His head is a ball of hair.
What is that dog that has
with
the
a couple of eyes poking out?
Yeah.
It's like if you took like a French fry monster and just moved the hair out of it in front of the eyes.
Okay, I cut it, yeah.
Like an orange French fry monster?
Exactly.
Just cut out the hair around the eyes?
It's like an Airedale.
Yeah.
I guess he's lucky to have any, if his brother's any indication.
Well, okay. It's disappearing.
There was a scene where he was wearing short sleeves. Oh. And, oh, my God, he could clean pipes.
Hairy arms. Pipe cleaners.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm like, man, I'm surprised the wife didn't get you to shave those things down before you went on Oprah.
Did he blow dry his body?
Sad I missed this now.
A lot of hair. And by the way, do they have braces in England?
No.
Why would the prince, a prince of England, have gapped teeth?
So he can whistle as he talks.
Like, really?
Say. So, the royals are here.
They're famous for that over there, right? No dentists, no...
Like Michael Strahan.
Braces, no...
They have dentists? Right?
I think so.
No.
They must.
They have to.
They only have
they
one.
Must.
And he can't get to everybody.
He's got to be top of the list, though, Ashley.
Yes.
By their own dentist that lives
she's
there.
She's making a joke, but it's a royal dentist. Like, they probably have one that walks around. That's all he does. Like,
yeah. Well, cleans teeth, fixes teeth, and royals.
Yeah. He does just the royals.
Right.
The royal dentures.
Fix your royal tic tacs.
Maybe it was an intentional characteristic thing.
Or you choose rocks, one of the two.
Maybe the Queen's corgis have a higher place on that list than he does.
I just kept looking at his teeth thinking, why?
Like, right.
Why wouldn't you just say, all right, I heard about these things called braces. Slap them on.
I would have a million-dollar smile.
Ow.
I know. Teeth sounds.
Wow, teeth sounds. Die.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty interesting special. First of all, I thought, wow, 2 hours is way too long.
Right?
And then I thought, wow, it was not too long. The last 5 minutes were slow and awkward. But that's because, you know, you're settling in with these people and you realize they're not great. You know?
They're not great.
Neither one of them seemed like they'd answer a question truthfully if the answer would make them look bad. And instantly, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, well, what's the point? This is a long commercial now. And 5 minutes in, you learn everything you need to know about Meghan Markle. She said she did no research on Harry or the royal family.
Huh. And if you're going to marry a royal, then you would do research about what that would mean.
Well, I didn't do any research about what that would mean.
You didn't do any research?
No. I've never looked up my husband online. I just didn't feel a need to because everything that I needed to know, he was sharing with me, right?
Stop.
Everything that we thought
Stop.
I had to know.
Every woman does that.
Is there anyone on the planet who believes that answer?
Not in this room.
No.
Seriously.
No.
Can't speak for the planet.
I mean, you would know
room,
something
no.
about him.
If it was 100 years ago and you'd have to go to the library and climb a ladder,
get
a book and right. drag it down.
Dusty
and
book.
Walk to a table. Right. Dust right. everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Woo.
Right. This huge body. Yeah.
Now there's like 80,000 pages. Like, right. I don't know. Where's the part about his mother in here?
Right.
You know? Like, if it's that, okay, I get it. Because I wouldn't do that research either.
Yeah.
But you didn't Google, like,
on your phone.
Here's my phone.
Your phone. Your iPhone will do it. Yeah.
Prince Harry.
Right. Damn.
Like, read.
Go to images, videos, everything else.
That's what I know. Okay. So you're a liar.
Right.
Right?
You're a liar.
Every woman does that.
Why wouldn't you say, of course, it's the royal family?
Well, I totally trolled. Yeah.
Yes.
Something like that.
I looked up everything. You'd be shocked at how many pages there are on Harry.
Oh, yeah.
AJ's Googled himself twice since this break started.
That's right.
Hey, I just like to do that sort of thing. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Relax.
I thought that's ballsy to come out and say that, you know, because you know no one's really going to believe it. So let's see. Let me get this right. So you're an actress and you'll do research for a part in a show that no one's going to see. But you did zero research on a role the entire planet will see you in. And, by the way, will affect the way your life, your future kids, your families, your friends will all unfold. No research.
None.
Oh, okay. None. Yeah, I got it.
She likes being a surprise.
Yeah, that's right. Don't tell me how this movie ends.
I don't want to know. I want to be surprised. My first reaction the entire time.
So when her agent calls her up and says, hey, I got this part for you, she says yes. She doesn't say, well, what's it about? Who's directing? Who's in it? What's my role?
My motivation. What's my motivation?
Do I have a lot of lines?
Right. They're close-ups.
She learned pretty fast in this role. Not a lot of lines.
No nope. lines.
Nope. Matter of fact, they want you to shut up.
You're one of those walk-across-the-screen people.
Exactly.
An extra.
Yes.
Wow. So you didn't Google Prince Harry. You didn't Google Princess Diana.
Jeez.
You didn't Google Queen Elizabeth.
Someone.
There's no way. Because even if you're remotely interested in the person that you're dating, you want to know more about them.
She should have stalked. Yes. Yeah.
Facebook stalking.
No stalking?
There's no way. No way.
She had to.
No way. Right. So right there, 5 minutes in, I'm like, if this is a trial, you lost the jury right now. They already know.
Liar!
You're not credible.
Liar!
So here she is talking about meeting the queen.
Harry and I are in the car, and he says, okay, well, my grandmother's there, so you're going to meet her. I go, great. I love grandma. I loved my grandmother. I used to take care of my grandma. This is great. He goes, right, do you know how to curtsy? What? Now, I thought genuinely that that was what happens outside. I thought that was part of the fanfare. Or I didn't think that's what happens inside. And I said, but it's your grandmother. He goes, it's the queen. And that was really the first moment that the penny dropped.
Wow, did you ever look up the word queen? Like, do you know what that means? It's not just a rock band from the 70s.
But she was a high
queen of the country.
She was like a high five on the way in.
Oh, hey. She's the queen.
Hey, what is Queenie? Hey, you.
So, one, right, so you learn two things about her, right? One, you learn she's a liar, and two, it's beneath her to say that she researched the family.
Yes.
Right? You can't just say.
Well, because then it would be her fault because she knew what she was getting into. Right. If she knew.
I'm the victim here.
Now it's not just ignorance. Now
I'm the victim.
I knew that I was supposed to do it, and I chose not to.
Exactly.
Right. So if she's, first of all, Oprah should have hooked her up to a lie detector test.
Ooh.
Right? That would have been fun.
Listen, the lights go dim. It's California.
You see the light bulb pop.
This one part of the planet just goes dark. The hell happened over here?
What the hell?
What?
You know what she reminded me of? Because when you do no research, you're right, you're not taking any responsibility now. Now it's like, well, I didn't know what I was getting into. Wow.
How was I supposed to know?
So you make a big life decision like that, not knowing anything about it?
You know, shoot from the hip.
I don't know. Are you that stupid?
She's a gambler.
Really, you don't seem that stupid. So that means you're lying. She reminded me, AJ, of the person who will complain about something.
Okay.
But first wants you to know it's beneath them to use the product, right? Like, hey, I don't listen to this show.
But
I happen to be listening for some
by chance.
Weird reason this morning, and you said something I didn't like.
Last week, wasn't it?
Just keep not listening then. It's not a problem.
Right. Other places can find
you. You do you, we'll do us.
It's like going into a restaurant. Like, hey, I don't like Chinese food.
But
I see you have a lot of Chinese food on the menu.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, well, it's a Chinese restaurant. Right? So this is what we serve.
It's no pizza.
Well, I don't like it. Well, you know.
Other restaurants.
There's a lot of other places to go.
There's the door. Go use it.
Like, why don't you get out?
But it was love.
Just get out and we'll all be happy.
Go find your happiness.
Yeah. Wow, I thought, wow, this is great. It would have been funny if Oprah, once she said, well, I didn't research them, if Oprah said, well, now we know everything we need to know.
Right.
Now we know why you pulled him out of his family, why he, oh, we got the, all right, thank you. Good night, everybody.
See you.
It's basically over right there. Oh, you did no research.
Roll the credits. Let's show an old clip of John Travolta.
Or if she just looked there and said, you're coming here for what, 3 hours? Do you know how much research I did for these 3 hours?
Right.
You were going to spend the next 30 plus years of your life with these people. You did zero research.
Zero research. Zero. Exactly.
And damn proud of it.
Exactly.
I like surprises.
So here's Megan talking about the mixed race issue.
In those months when I was pregnant, all around this same time, concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What?
And
I love her. What?
There's a conversation.
What?
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 Wait a minute.
What?
What?
Oprah. Oprah angry.
It is a what moment, but also, yeah. Let me tell you something. Oprah didn't go there without a working sheet of some of the things she was going to learn.
Oh, yeah.
Right? She's one of the best interviewers on the planet. And so this was not a surprise. So that what was definitely, wait, should I go, what? Or should I go, what?
She practiced a couple times.
Should I go, what?
Or should I go,
Wait, did I do what?
Yeah. No, actually, it's Scooby, would have been nice. like, wow,
what?
Scoob.
What? Yeah. What?
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 Say what?
Yeah.
How long should I pause before I say what?
Right.
Should I wait a half a second? 2 full seconds? No, that's too long.
Or do I say hold a phone? Hold a phone? Hold it. Hot damn tamale.
Hot
damn tamale.
All right, go ahead.
Conversation. Hold up.
There are several conversations.
There's a conversation with you.
With Harry.
About how dark your baby is going to be?
Potentially, and what that would mean or look like.
What are you deaf? She just said that.
Ooh. And then here she is saying that she had suicidal thoughts. Now, this is what? They were married for 5 seconds, right?
Yep.
Okay. And keep in mind, this is the one who didn't read any of the headlines.
Nothing.
Right? I don't read tabloids.
He's a bad boy.
I don't research the family.
Yep.
I live in my own bubble. But yet she had suicidal thoughts.
Look, I was really ashamed to say it at the time and ashamed to have to admit it to Harry, especially because I know how much loss he suffered.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that if I didn't say it, that I would do it. And I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
So were you thinking of harming yourself? Were you having suicidal thoughts?
Yes. This was very, very clear.
Very, very clear.
So bizarre to me. This whole thing is so weird because they almost had it right. Right? She gets this wedding paid for. That's not cheap. I don't know. I'd love to know how much per head.
They had the crack
like
and everything.
$8 million per head.
Oh my God.
Right.
She gets this wedding, and then, okay, it's not the life for us. We want to live our own life.
We're going to be over here.
We're going to leave. You leave, and then you just go dark, right?
Yeah.
You don't start a media company.
No.
You don't sit down with Oprah. You don't. So they almost had it where, you know, I was kind of neutral before this interview started. I'm like, I don't know, Meghan Markle, I don't really care. Harry always seemed like a regular guy.
Yeah,
stuck
cool.
In this fancy life. Yeah. What are you going to do?
The wild
child.
They
don't fit in. Hey, right. You know what? You fancy people over there. I love you guys, but I'm going to be over here.
I'm going off the grid.
But this whole media company and the Oprah thing, this is a person who says she had suicidal thoughts because she was getting bad press. That she didn't read, by the way.
No, of course.
So somehow she found out about it.
Yes.
But then now, she's off the map. The world's gone on. No one's talking about her. What does she do? Hey, we got to get in front of Oprah.
Right.
Because I'm not getting any press over
here. I need people.
I need some press over here.
Chop, chop.
Right.
There was one point where she actually corrected Oprah. And I was like, okay, you like the drama. I forget what Oprah said, and Meghan Markle said, well, I couldn't even talk to you directly. Oh, it wasn't the right time to sit down with Oprah. She had a previous invitation, and she had to go through people who went through people to say no to Oprah. She's like, I couldn't even talk to you directly.
Yeah.
And the problem is.
All right, then here is the gender reveal of their next baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
For the new addition to your family. Is it a boy? Or is it a girl?
You can tell her.
No, I give her.
No.
It's a girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
No, she got some corn in her throat.
Weak sign.
Just like a lifesaver.
By the way, if anyone could have the coolest gender reveal, wouldn't it be a former prince?
Oh, yeah. I would think of cannons.
Trumpets.
Yes.
Purple explosion.
Right.
Right? Purple smoke. And then everyone's like, what is that mean?
Good heavens.
Royalty, dummy. Oh, wait. And now here it comes.
Pink parachutes.
Right.
Coming out of a plane.
Right.
Yes.
Ah, Jesus. Horses. And you could have, you know, I don't know, carriage. And
I would. Jugglers.
Right. It'd be a whole deal.
Exactly.
Those batons with fire on the end.
Piccadilly Circus. Yeah. Utila.
What the hell? What is that noise?
Sounds like the phone shorting.
Right.
I think Oprah's eating a pretzel and she choked on. If you remove her from the blowhole, she can breathe again.
Give Oprah the Heimlich.
You ever slam your toe into something?
Yes. That's the sound you make.
That's the pinky toe hitting the leg of the couch.
The dog three houses down heard you.
That is the dog three houses down.
But it sounds like there's two of them going there, right? In that sound?
Oh, yeah. One's going, I think it's Megan saying a girl.
A girl!
A girl!
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a daughter.
With a daughter.
Daughter.
That was her accent.
I'm going to have a daughter. Daughter.
What part of England is that from?
Daughter. I say she's going to have a daughter.
Daughter.
Not like daughter, she's daughter.
Daughter.
There's order for the daughter.
And then Harry said that his dad, Prince Charles, is no longer taking his calls.
Your dad stopped taking your calls. Why did he stop taking your calls?
Because I took matters in, by that point, I took matters into my own hands.
Hold on. First of all, everyone with a British accent somehow sounds smart except him.
No.
Right? He is the first person I heard with a British accent. I said, man, he sounds stupid. Like he should be, you know, first of all, fix the teeth. And then like, he just sounds smart.
He sounds like he just got done cleaning your fireplace.
That's right.
Right.
I just picture him and, you know, coming out from behind the shop with a monkey wrench.
Right.
You know?
Okay, so I took care of your bends.
That's right.
You had yourself a, right. You had a bad problem.
No, mechanics are smart people. I mean, I think he's the guy you just sent in the back with the monkey wrench. Right. Just go stand back there.
Right.
Don't talk.
We'll call you if we need you.
Don't talk to any customers.
I was sampling the grease in the back. Yeah, and crackers.
We're having a daughter.
Listen to him talk. He sounds so, I don't know.
Unsmart.
By that point, I took matters into my own hands. It was like, I need to do this for my family. This is not a surprise to anybody. It's really sad that it's got to this point, but I've got to do something for my own mental health, for my wife's, and for Archie's as well, because I could see where this was headed.
Say for herb cheese as well, what? For herb cheese as well.
Archie.
I love herb cheese. It's the best kind.
Oh, Jesus. And, They're showing them at their house, but you don't really see their house. You see this, like, chicken coop. It's all these chickens.
Right.
And he's got muck boots on. I'm like, okay, really?
You chicken
need
muck.
Muck boots out here? Is the muck that thick? You need muck boots?
Yeah, well, must look the part.
Right. That's right. This is what they
boots.
Do. We yes. look the part.
Exactly.
Now I'm going to look like a farmer.
Right.
Great accessorizers.
I need to purchase something called flannel.
Yeah.
Where do I find a straw hat and a tractor?
This is what I'm really interested in. I want to see their lives now, because he went from a person who, I'd like some toast, please. And then, what kind of toast do you want?
They bake the bread for him, first of all.
Right.
They churn the butter.
Yeah, right. They go out into the field.
Right. They slit the cow first to get, to get the butter from. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need the finest cow you have.
And the toast
now
doesn't
milk it.
Come
grab her teeth.
You know, on a paper plate.
Yes, right.
It's like
fine china.
It's like this 500-year-old plate that Queen whoever from back then
with a gold tray. Yes.
With this, you know, I'd like some toast. And then a whole bunch of people just go scurrying off toast, toast, toast.
Right.
Toast, get the toast.
Ground the flour.
Harry wants the toast.
Toast.
There's the person who cuts
don't
the bread,
forget the butter!
Who toasts the bread, right. Puts the butter on the bread, brings it out. That person's in a friggin' tuxedo at 6 in the morning.
Right.
There's like an assembly line of people, yeah, right. Passing the toast.
Yeah.
I prefer jam.
Now he wants a cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Someone cut the cheese.
But now his life is like, I'd like some toast. Well, go down to 7-Eleven and get some bread, yeah. Asshole. Yeah.
Don't make your friggin' toast. Go ahead there, brick boy. Yeah. I say this toaster thing.
It's like watching one of those superhero movies where they lost their powers. Right. And they don't know what to do now because they've never done anything like regular people.
How do you open this door? Doorknob.
All right, right now we want you to meet intern Ben. Hey, Ben.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Hello, Ben.
Absolutely.
Hey, Ben.
AJ didn't even know we had an intern named Ben.
Yeah, I was like, oh, cool.
AJ, Ben, AJ.
I know we have a clock named that.
So Ben's been digging through the internet to find us killer karaoke. Now, killer could go either way. It could be, wow, that was killer. Or that was killer.
Needs to be put down, yes.
Killer. What are we going to hear first?
All right. Well, we got the whole spectrum today, guys. We got a couple of clips here. The first one's going to be this lady in her background, dancer/musician, I guess. And they're going to provide us with a pretty astonishing performance of the classic Total Eclipse of the Heart. Oh. So enjoy.
I've never heard a version of this song like this. And it's from like a, it feels like a game show or one of those talent shows, like a reality singing program.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. Da música. Canta uma pra mim. Trono na
never 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 meaning no never 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 never. She flies. Trono na never 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 meaning no never 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 never. Trono na never 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 meaning no never 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 meaning tonight. Never 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 never. She used Gorilla Glue as toothpaste.
I want someone to write out everything she's singing.
A lot
every
of N.
Word.
A lot of N. A lot of N and M's and A's.
I just hear never, no, never.
I mean, why actually sing the lyrics? Why bother
lyrics
going
are so
there?
Overrated these days.
Yeah, I'm going freeform on this one.
It's like a bee stung her tongue right before.
Oh, maybe she's having a reaction. Maybe she's saying, get,
having
one,
an allergic
get
reaction.
One of those pens. Right. EpiPen. I never, never, never need to know.
Never, 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 never know tonight. Never, 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 never mean it's just the word never. This seems like someone said, I will give you $1 million if you just start every word with the letter N.
Maybe.
Deal.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe she.
I won't win the show, but I'll have $1 million.
Maybe she. Maybe she had a peanut butter sandwich.
Our mouth is stuck together.
That's great. And this, I love because they cut away and they show the host and his facial expressions. He's like, I don't know how she got on this show.
I like at one part you could see he's legitimately texting someone like, what is happening?
Right.
Can we stop this?
Yeah, he's
help
on
me.
Like, he's not even watching his own show anymore.
At least I got the lyrics right when I did it.
Wait, what did she say right there?
Oh, tonight.
We're never meeting. Never,
78
never.
Notes tonight.
I'm not certain, but my guess would be at some point she said never.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. It's okay, times. 700 nevers tonight.
Yeah, I think that's it.
There you go.
Yeah. You just heard from a, you know, a woman on a game show or a reality show or a singing talent show.
I question what it was.
Trying to sing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Right.
Yes, not me. I never, 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 never know.
There are folks on the Chaz and AJ Twitch that believe that that's Ashley.
Come on, AJ, guys.
Ashley trying to sing this.
You do a little bit better than that.
That's her after one shot of Fireball.
She can't even give herself too much credit.
Right.
No, I'm not a
singer. I'm a little
bit
better than
like the person that said, at least she gets the lyrics right, but she can't sing worth a lick.
No, I can't. I cannot. Never claim to.
You know, that sounds like she got her tongue stuck to a light pole out in the cold.
Right.
And now she's trying. That should be light pole karaoke.
Nice.
Right?
Yes, cold light pole. Forever.
It's a lot of nevers. A lot of nevers.
You know how we get Ashley to sound just as bad as this?
Ever sing?
You have her go out at an event and say the words are going to be on the screen, and then you just turn the screen off.
Right.
That would be Ashley.
Yeah, you give her the first line and click.
Yeah. Yep.
Keep going.
It just turns into tra-la-la-la.
Right, that's true, yeah. Or humming.
All right, Ben, what's up next?
I mean, I can honestly say that I've never, never, never seen anything that bad before.
Never, 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 never.
Yeah, never, never, never. But regardless, I mean, something just as weird, though. Could you imagine going to, like, a Home Depot, you know, picking up a rake, some plywood, and then you just see some random guy on this plastic karaoke machine, and he's just singing from the deepest depths of his soul while you're shopping in this Home Depot? I mean, I think it's safe to say that this guy's vocal abilities a little bit better than Miss Never Never Never, but we're gonna have to just wait and find out.
All right. My sweet
lady, love that played his game for me so long. I started to believe I'll never find anyone.
Funny
him.
Chef from South Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But that's what lumber guys should sound like. You know, like lumberjack, lumber, beard.
And he's just a
husky
customer, but it would be funny if he had the orange apron on. But
can I help you? Yes.
Yeah. The rain is stopped
and the skies were blue. In our lumber department, karaoke.
If this guy was at my Home Depot, I'd go more.
And what a brilliant idea. It's called Sing a Song, Get a Prize.
Right.
Oh.
Nice.
So anyone could just go up and sing.
Wow. He must need a lot. His whole roof we roofed. That's no plumbing fitting.
Now, do you stop and watch, or do you look the other way and say, I don't know what's going on over there?
I'm getting my lighter out.
Absolutely.
He had me at one. Did he pick the longest song they had?
So he's getting warmed up now. Can we go towards the end here?
You know, through his apron.
Good job, guy. Good job.
Holy crap.
Yeah, clean up an aisle three over there.
Jeez. I know. The first, like, 15 seconds you hear that woman, oh, my God.
I think she gave birth.
What's happening?
She gave birth. Oh, there's a baby over here.
Well, that's it. You never know where you're going to find great karaoke. Sometimes it's great, and sometimes it's the opposite.
That's so awesome.
All right. Nice job, Ben. We'll talk to you next week. Gianni Russo. Mondays with Gianni. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Thank you. You know, Gianni.
I want to know why you think you broke the law by getting married. I've done it 10 times.
You do it better.
Gianni's a pro.
So,
how do you think you broke the law?
Well,
you got married during COVID?
We got married during COVID in August, and we believed the inside number was 25. We had exactly 25. And then he said, to, the governor said something about 10. I'm like, boy, that's.
Oops.
Okay.
Well,
congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I kept
not known
outside.
For my math abilities.
I kept walking outside, so I was actually 24.
So you were married 10 times?
No, I have 10 mothers for my kids, though.
So. Oh.
10 mothers.
10 mothers.
How many kids?
Johnny Fertile.
I have 11. 2 girls, 9 boys, 10 grandsons, 19 boys.
Damn. Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
You had a baseball team.
It's been fun. The problem is
the making
is remarried.
Fun, right? It's the, you know, the everything that comes after is the hard part.
Yeah.
And expensive.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, thank God I make a few dollars here and there.
Yeah.
Education at one time was like $7,300 a month. It was nuts.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be hard to keep track of all the names. But 10, how many? So you had 10 moms for multiple.
11. My last wife, actually, Shannon, had 2 children. She's the only one that had 2. A boy and a girl, no less.
Nice.
Wow. My last 2 kids, Adriana and Luciano.
Oh, cool
what
name.
Awesome names. Those yeah.
Are
in fact, Sinatra baptized Luciano.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Intentionally? Yeah. Or?
You mean Frank Sinatra, right? Not Jimmy Sinatra.
Frank. Yeah.
Okay.
Not Frank Jr. either.
Right, right. The real Frank.
Right, right. The real deal.
So tell me about some of your weddings. You must have had a couple of good receptions, right?
Oh, my God. My last wedding, well, with the Sultan of Brunei, when he bought the Beverly Hills Hotel, I got involved with that because he wanted to buy it as a private house. So he bought it from Marvin Davis, who was a friend of mine who owned Fox Studios and Davis Oil. So he wanted to give me a commission. I said, no. He said, well, I want to do something. I said, well, I'm getting married. I'll have my last wedding there. So he gave me the hotel, which was phenomenal. So the Friday night theme was Casablanca, and I was Bogard, and everybody had to wear dinner jackets and all that. And then on Saturday night was the Grand Ballroom, the Crystal Ballroom, 350 people sit-down dinner. And then on the Sunday, we had a reggae party because we didn't have the kids on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So we had all these food booths and disco all around the pool area. It was insane.
Nice.
You sound like a good time.
Oh, yeah. I like having – I have parties all the time.
You sound nice. Like – Good time.
So you just got home.
I was trying to give
oh
Johnny
God.
A compliment without sounding creepy.
You just get home
well,
from what?
It didn't work.
No.
Damn it.
You sound like a drunk girl at a bar at like 3 a.m.
Yeah,
you sound like good time.
She's not really medicated, Johnny.
Like she was passed out on the bar and she lifts her head up and she looks at all 3 of Gianni's and says, you sound like good time.
Are you surprised?
Get ready to hold her hair on the ride home.
Yeah, you guys have to come down here sometime to my apartment.
Oh, hell
oh
yeah.
My God. Yep. I'd love to.
Totally.
Talk
there.
About good time. My dining room sits 16 without moving a chair. I have an 8-stool bar with a dance floor, the mirror ball light, the lighting, everything. It's
wow.
My bar never closes.
You had
even
me at
during,
dance floor.
Nice.
Wow.
Even during COVID.
Nice.
I'm the only bar that's open all night long.
There you go.
So that wedding that you're just telling us about, Gianni, what do you think that would have cost if you had to pay for it?
Oh, I know what I paid. Well, the cakes alone were $11,000. Shannon wanted a cake at every table. And she went to Hanson's, which is the best bakery in Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
And they made these little castles with my family crest on it and all that. In fact, that was the biggest problem. When I checked out on Monday morning, the kid who I've been, you know, I live right up behind it. And he said, Mr. Russo, what are we going to do with all these cakes? I said, don't mention cakes to me. And they started wheeling out all these cakes. Everybody took out one piece. I said, I don't know what you're going to do with those cakes. Get rid of them. $11,000. I mean, she was so off the top. I mean, this girl I didn't want to see if she's spoiled, but she bought a Valentino gown for $15,000. Then we came to New York. She bought, what was that girl's name? A little Chinese girl.
Vera Wang.
Yeah, Vera Wang.
Yeah.
For $11,000. I said, what do you do with two gowns? She said, I don't know the mood I'm going to be when I get in. I should have known then. I said, what, am I nuts? Am I crazy?
I know my mood right now.
God, I got to... What's her name?
Vera Wang.
Gorgeous woman you could ever see in your life.
What is it? Sharon Russo.
Shannon Russo.
I'm going to look that up. Wow.
Shannon Dilbeck.
Oh my God. We'll go to the casino for a night, and Jennifer will bring 8 bags because she doesn't know what she'll be in the mood to wear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, forget how she travels.
Yeah.
I never would travel with her. I came up with the greatest idea. I said, once we had the kids, I said, you know what? You should fly by yourself, and I'll meet you there. She's always late. Well, I didn't want the two. I said the two parents shouldn't perish on the plane.
Ah, right. That's a good one.
Good thinking.
Oh, my God.
And then I'd show up a day later sometimes.
Right. Hungover and disheveled,
right,
with a tooth missing.
Had a rough flight.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Would you say he's one of the most interesting men?
The most interesting man, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Johnny Russo on the phone.
Thank you. I didn't know you had Jersey Mike in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Mike. He's the greatest guy, you know, and what a giver. I mean, he's a good friend of mine.
Oh, cool.
I mean, this man never stops contributing to every cause there is.
That was our introduction to him, is that
really?
He wanted to donate a lot of money to a specific charity, and we put an event together with him.
He's such a nice guy, and his sister's such a jerk. I mean, his sister lives in my building. Yeah, I want to get rid of her. Oh, my God.
Jersey Frida?
Now, when you say...
Jersey Frida?
When you say get rid of her...
You mean like...
No, I don't mean it. No, I can't even say that anymore.
No.
The
not
last
like that.
Judge I was in front of, he said, the next time you do... I've had 3 incidents with people have passed on me, 3 of them. And he said, the next time if you're in front of me and you tell me it's self-defense... You better open your shirt and make sure there's a big S on your chest.
If something were to happen, however.
We were talking about weddings, and then your wedding was a crazy amount of money to Shannon. How many other, so you had other weddings, and what would you think would be the next? My first wedding was
in Mouchard. That's an old Sicilian wedding. My grandfather... And her grandfather arranged for us to get married. And when I was 16, I started to have Sunday dinners every other Sunday at her house. And I told my grandfather, I said, this is barbaric. He said, no, it's a tradition. I don't want to say the girl was ugly, but she should have been twins, not to carry the burden alone.
Gotcha.
I couldn't believe this girl. And I had to marry her. I married her. I did. It was crazy.
Wow.
Wow. That wedding was like that wedding was like my wedding in The Godfather.
Oh,
every mob boss in the world, and it was craziness.
If you think about it, anyway. You've had the most famous wedding
ever
in movie history.
Yeah.
The Godfather.
Yeah, it's funny because Mike Tyson was staying at a friend of mine's house this weekend down in Miami. And Al Malnick, his major house, he's got 33,000 square foot house.
Oh.
So, and they were talking about Mike's fights. So I said, hold it. Mike's fight wasn't that important. I said, what are you talking about? I said, my fight is the most watched fight in the world, ever. They said, what fight do you have? I said, with Jimmy Kahn.
A street brawl.
But that statistically... is the most watched fight ever in the world.
Is that right? No, I didn't know that.
Had no idea.
Figure it out. It's in 72 languages, and it's played 5-6 times a year at least in every household.
Damn.
Wow.
And it's been going on for 50 years.
Holy crap.
Do you watch and go, that hurt, that hurt, that part hurt, that hurt, that definitely hurt,
oh, yeah.
That
hurt.
Ouch on this one.
My elbow and broke 2 ribs, that rut.
Yeah, that was
well. We're waiting for the rematch.
Yep.
Well, I would love to.
You could take him.
He's in a wheelchair now. He's not well at all.
It'd be easier for you then.
Really?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
I don't care if he weighed 180 pounds in best shape. It's going to be easy for me anyway. Jimmy Conn. He's got the right name, Jimmy Conn. What a Conn.
Right.
Modern. He thinks he's Sonny Corleone.
He's a mutt.
Crazy.
How do you really feel, though? Before we went on vacation, you were talking about this miniseries, and NBC was going to give you an answer on their interest.
Yeah, they came back in a strange way, and they blamed MGM Studios for owning the IP for The Godfather, and they didn't want to deal with them, which they should have just said they didn't want to do the show because it's expensive. It's $5 million an episode. But so they passed. It's out again. But I'm not giving – first of all, I'm not going to give up creative control because one time I had a meeting and somebody wanted to do it. I won't mention the network. And they wanted Vince Vaughn to play me. I just like I left now, I left when they told me that. So Vince Vaughn's going to play Johnny Russo. I mean, he's like 6'3", the guy.
He's tall.
I mean, good actor, but not going to play me.
Yeah.
But I'm just having fun with it. So the good news, I got my team is an award-winning team, starting with, you know, I got Colin Wilson, who just got nominated for 15 Emmys for Mandalorian for Disney. And it did Avatar.
Yeah, but Governor Cuomo won an Emmy, so really this doesn't hold any weight in it.
I think they're going to take that back.
Yeah, right. They're already asking for it.
He's getting stripped of everything, literally, soon. No, but anyway, I got Chaz Palminteri doing 3 episodes as a writer-director.
Unreal.
I got George Gallo, who did Midnight Run and 29th Street. And plus the main guy is Nick Vallelongo, who won the Oscar for Green Book. He wrote the pilot and doing 3. So we got 10 episodes with a team that's 9 Oscars and 20-something Emmys.
That's nuts. So
it'll go, but we're not going to give it. I'm very adamant about who and what. And, you know, it's my life, so I have to. Fortunately, I don't need the money. I live so well without it now.
I know you're old school and you think network, but I think streaming service will do you better. Not like Disney.
No, we're talking
like
streaming.
HBO or Netflix.
No, see, all of them now. NBC had the right idea, though. See, NBC wanted to run it as on their network and then go immediately the next week to their Peacock streaming service.
Yeah, I just don't. Do you see that? I don't know how they take your life and put that on a network and not water it down to the point where it's unrecognizable to you.
Well, that's why that was the biggest thing. They wanted too much control, and I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
No, the book, when we were writing the book, I wrote it. Now that we're talking about series, we wrote it to become a TV series. That's why each chapter leads you to the next one. We wrote it deliberately because most people don't know I produced 16 motion pictures. So I'm basically that's my first book. But meanwhile, I was in 46 motion pictures, 16 of them I own. So in thinking where I wanted the book to go in advance was to go to streaming because it was already happening and talked about, you know, in 95 when I originally wrote it.
Johnny Russo's on. We're linked up to all things Gianni on the radio station website. We're going to take a break and then come back. And did you watch the Harry and Meghan thing with Oprah last night?
No, I can't. I used to watch that girl on that Law and Order, that show she was on, whatever it was. And now she ruined. Talk about a married woman can destroy a dynasty. Look what she did to Great Britain. I mean, I can't believe it.
See, you said no, but you really said yes.
No.
Have you ever bought or sold something then found out it was worth way more? Call us, please, because we have the best story here.
Had exact opposite.
Right, you bought something and found out it was worth way less?
I paid way too much, but I was like, yeah, crap, yep.
All right, great. So call in with that, too.
Right.
Yeah, if you got really screwed bad on something, great. If you bought something that found out it was worth way more,
right?
Call
the one.
All right. a $35 bowl. A $35 bowl.
Like a bowl. Right.
Like a bowl, not a bowl, right. But like a bowl.
Like a cereal bowl.
Not a bowl.
You put soup in it.
Not a bowl like you smoke out of.
Right, no.
A bowl that you would eat out of.
Right. After you smoke a bowl. Yes.
$35 bowl bought at a Connecticut yard sale is expected to fetch as much as $500,000 at an auction.
Ooh!
Who did it belong to?
That was no Target.
So are they okay? Has there been a wellness check?
Yeah, so this person bought the bowl for asking price, which was $35. It's a white bowl, and it adorned with cobalt blue paintings and flowers and other designs.
Sounds lovely.
It's about 6 inches in diameter. An antiques enthusiast came across the piece and thought it could be something special when he was walking through a yard sale in New Haven or the New Haven area.
Oh, man.
Somewhere, that person who sold that bowl saw this story over the last few days and said, "Are you kidding me?"
Yeah.
And ran right into traffic.
That's what I'm saying. Want to make sure that person's okay.
Yeah, that person did.
Well, you have to give them something, right?
You don't have to do anything, really.
To be fair, they did buy it fair and square.
Yeah, they sold it. You set the price.
I know.
They didn't haggle for take $5 off that.
Let the buyer or seller beware.
The piece, one of only 7 such bowls known to exist in the world, will be up for auction in New York on March 17th.
Imagine you dropped it. Whoops.
They got those people with the little fancy white gloves carrying that around.
Right. You find the kids are feeding the dog with it.
What are you doing? We've been keeping our peaches in there.
This person knew something. So they got the bowl. They bought it for $35. And then they took pictures of it and sent it over to some folks at Sotheby's. And they said, "Oh, this looks very special."
Wow. Coffee on the nose. Spit take.
Sotheby's senior vice president and head of its Chinese works of art department.
Sotheby's.
Quote, "The style of painting, the shape of the bowl, even just the color of the blue is quite characteristic of that early 15th century period of porcelain."
The Ming Dynasty?
Yep. They confirmed it was from the 1400s.
Yep, put the word Ming in there. Boom, done.
There were no scientific tests, just trained eyes and hands from specialists.
But wait, it says here made in China on the bottom.
I would have never known. I mean, looking at a picture at this thing, it just looks like a regular blue and white bowl.
I could go to Pure One Imports and find that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yep.
And then it's a yard sale and it's $35 for a bowl. To me, that's like, this better be a very special bowl.
That's pricey, yeah, for a yard sale?
Yeah. I'll give you $2 for this.
No, $35. All right.
Now, can you imagine if you were that person, you were at that yard sale, and you're like, "I'll give you $30 for it." Nah.
You put it
then
down.
You could keep it.
Right. Good luck getting money for this one.
Then you click and you see it come up like, another $5.
That's the second person in traffic right now. Bah, bah, boom.
Only 6 other bowls like it are known to exist.
Now they got a complete set.
Most of them are in museums.
What happened to all the other ones?
I'm waiting for those jelly jars you drink out of to be worth something.
No others are in the United States. I'm waiting for my gas station glass collection from the gas station collection.
Remember the little cars they gave you on coins?
Got to keep going back every week. Get a different car on your glass.
Exactly.
We collected those Looney Tune grape jelly jars.
Beer always tastes better in those.
Good choice.
None of these bowls, there's only 7 now on the planet. Wow. None of them are in the United States. There are 2 at the National Palace Museum in Taiwan, 2 at a museum in London, and 1 at the National Museum of Iran in Tehran.
The amazing thing is they're in museums, like folks actually go to see them. You know, ooh, look at that bowl over there. That's from the Ming Dynasty.
Yeah, that's, you know, I walk right by that stuff.
I can see dinosaur bones is cool.
Yeah.
You know? Boring. Yeah.
Yeah. Show me Bonnie and Clyde's car, shot the P pieces. Yeah. I'll stop at that.
What's next? An ancient bread basket?
Yeah, I'm walking right by the bowls.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, bowls. Great.
Yeah, right. So what? Yeah. The housewares section of the museum. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look, an old towel.
Yeah.
That's a shrouded terrain.
I typed in the bowl, and one of the autofill suggestions it gives me is Tom Brady. Because I typed in bowl, so Super Bowl.
Oh.
Yeah.
His haircut.
Now let's see if Tom Brady will throw this bowl from one boat to another.
He certainly would.
He probably would. He's half of the bag. Tom Brady.
He's been drinking tequila out of it all day.
Yeah. First he'll pour the tequila in there, drink it, then throw it.
Right.
Jeff in West Hartford.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, good morning.
Hey. So I recently got into a car accident, and I just purchased the Crown Victoria 2011, the last year that they made them. The guy that sold it to me seemed like a legit guy. It only had 86,000 miles on it, and there was only 400 idle hours. So it's, like, impossible to find. He showed me some paperwork that the previous police officer left behind, and apparently it was from Lieutenant Paul Vance.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'd like to think that it was Paul Vance's vehicle that I'm driving. If you've seen the interior, it's completely cherry.
Wow, that's
cool. And the seat's all the way back. Yeah. Guy sold totally ruined the back seat.
There's a dent in the
in the roof liner. From his head.
The roof liner from his head.
I see, like, hair over here.
Right.
Hair job.
Wow. How much did you pay for it?
Believe it or not, I paid $6,400 for it, which is supposed to be pretty pricey for a 2011 Crown Vic. But because of what he told me, and again, based on the mileage, I thought it was a good investment. Plus, that's what I got from my insurance settlement anyway. So I just kind of traded off for my Chevy Impala.
There you go.
Nice. The cool thing about owning those cars in this state is people just get out of your way.
Yep. They think it's still active.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is my first Crown Vic that I own, so I'm really excited about it, and I really like the feel of it.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, brother.
Take
congratulations.
Care of it.
Yep. Yeah. Tell Ashley to stop by John Casablanca's.
Will do.
And what is that?
Am I supposed to understand what that means?
What is that?
Oh, it's a modeling school. I just, I know you girls pick on their bangs a lot, so they love to fix girls up and give them makeovers over there.
What?
When I heard modeling school, I was like, what a nice thing to say.
Well, you mentioned a whole bowl thing, like a bowl cut.
Why does everybody hit on the bangs?
That was the best burn.
That was so many
twists and turns there.
What a nice thing for him to say.
Very
that
nice.
Was sensei level.
Enjoy the Crown Vic.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff, for nothing.
Oh, that was awesome.
Why, that could potentially be the show promo.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, great. Let's play that. Play
what
that all
is
day.
That place? Oh, how great. Oh, you went there.
Yes, he did.
Oh, that was great.
Did not see that coming at all.
It's like a Tarantino script.
Truth. Truth.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.